Very solid, full of appetite and desire. As you say, from an away team, everything was correct and right the way they went about it, especially early on. We should have a few more, I think, over the whole 90 minutes, but disappointed to concede, actually. I've just, spoke to the boys, when you go 3-0 up, it's the old adage, isn't it? You're always that you're most vulnerable just after you've scored, and to let them back in, it made it a little bit of a tense 7 minutes, even though we were very comfortable.
And we talked a couple of weeks ago about maybe getting an extra 5 or 10% out of players, and at the moment you seem to be getting that.
Well, the credit has to go to them, really. They're pushing each other now, and results bring relief and brings confidence, and people will start to work a little bit harder for each other. So, it's... I can only talk to them beforehand, half-time, etc. They're the boys that go over that white line. They've got to put the effort in and the desire, and at the moment they're really together as a group.
Have you worked a lot on the defensive shape in the last couple of weeks?
Just pointing things out to one or two individuals, and I think you defend from the front. Rush has been excellent. Tom Corner works his socks off. And then if you've got that and you're putting defenders under pressure, as we've seen in the first half, where we probably should have been a couple more up by half time, that work rate is important to protect the back four. So I've always encouraged the back four to make sure that the people in front of them work as hard as they can to stop the ball coming forward, try and win possession in the opposition half, and that makes the back four and the goalkeeper's job a lot easier.
How happy are you to get Nick Rushton signed up?
Yeah, very good. He was full of cold today, mind, but he's worked the goalkeeper hard two or three times before the goalkeeper made the mistake, and that's what's caused the confusion with the goalkeeper. He's trying to do something that he can't do because of the pressure that Rush has put him under. So for him to score again, it's perfect timing for him on the back of him signing again. So yeah, I'm delighted. I think there's more to come from him. He was at times a bit wasteful in possession, but he's just a young lad who's learning his game, so I'm very pleased for him.
I think Rich Davies is one of those players who perhaps doesn't get mentioned a lot in midfield, but tonight I thought he had a claim for man of the match.
Yeah, without doubt, to come back from injury and to put the shift in that he's put, to be fair, over the Christmas period, and again today, he was phenomenal. But, also I've got to say, Sheridan's performance was excellent. He hasn't played for a number of weeks now, and he got through 90 minutes, full credit to him. He showed, actually, that he's got another side to his game. He's winning tackles, breaking up play, keeping things simple. So I was delighted for everybody, really. I don't really want to single any particular players out. I thought the back four also were together and strong as a unit.
No keeper on the bench tonight?
We haven't got a keeper, basically. Carlisle called him back, so that's the reason behind that one.